It is the fourth Sunday of Lent, and the Church gives us the gospel of the man born blind. Especially during this time of Lent, which is a desert with all the circumstances that are happening in the world, the Lord wants to open our eyes as He opened the eyes of the man born blind. But what does that mean? How are we related to that man born blind? Because that man born blind is you and it's me. And how is it possible that we cannot see? Because many times we cannot see our sins. If we cannot see our sins, if we don't have a sense of sin, if we don't have a conscience of sin, it's not a sense of God. So there is no need for us for a Savior. But Jesus Christ opened the eyes of the man born blind so that he could confess who Jesus Christ is. Who Jesus is. How did Jesus open the eyes of the man born blind? He spat on the ground with dirt, with dust, which is our reality, who we live with, where we live, the circumstances of the world right now. And Jesus spat on the ground, which is the Word of God. The Word of God mixed with our reality, as Jesus made that clay, is what can open our eyes. But also we need the help of the sacraments, because Jesus, the gospel says, anointed that clay on the man's eyes and told him to go and wash in the pool, in the waters of baptism. And it is our reality mixed with the Word of God, our sins, our character mixed with the Word of God. With the help of the sacraments, it's what helps us to see who Jesus is. He's the one who has come to open our eyes, that we recognize Him. Because it is not easy to recognize who Jesus is. The man born blind had a journey of faith, we heard in the gospel, that at first he confessed that the one who opened his eyes was Jesus. Later on, when the Pharisees asked him who opened his eyes, he said that a prophet opened his eyes. And finally, when Jesus finds him, he asks him, "Do you believe in the Son of Man? Who is this so that I may believe? It is the one that you see. It is I." And this man worshipped him. He recognized that Jesus Christ is the one who has come to open our eyes, to help us to see our sins. So but seeing our sins, there is a reason to rejoice. To rejoice that He has come to forgive our sins. He has come to heal us. He has come to give us the power to confess, to profess who He is. Not being afraid what other people may say. As even the man who had been blind was kicked out of the synagogue. But he couldn't hide what Jesus Christ had done for him. In this time of Lent, with the circumstances of the world, it's important for us to see our sins, not to be afraid to recognize our sins. Jesus Christ comes to open our eyes so that we may profess our faith in Him.